Welcome back to the Notts Night podcast, where we celebrate all good places to drink in Nottingham. And the day has come. We are at a pub, outside a pub, because we can't go inside, because them's the rules. Notts Night follower James joins us today. We're at the Trip to Jerusalem, Brewhouse Yard. And I've got to say, I think this is the first time in all the years I've been coming to the Trip that I've ever sat in the Brewhouse Yard bit rather than the smelly beer garden bit next to the toilets. What do you think of the atmosphere today?
Well, there's quite a buzz, obviously, considering the occasion. A lot of excitement in the air. And it's a great spot, isn't it? A fantastic view. And I think the weather's been quite kind to us too.
I think that when we came out of lockdown one on July the 4th last year, people went a bit leery for two reasons. One, it was a really hot summer and people just couldn't wait to get to the pub. And I don't know, there was just a bit too much misbehaving. I don't see that misbehaving around town today. It all seems to be good humoured and people being a bit more sensible and, shall we say, a bit more grateful for the pub's reopening.
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head there. There is a feeling of calmness. People are clearly having fun, but in a measured way. And I guess, you know, maybe people are just reflecting on what's happened over the last 12 months and, what hopefully lies ahead.
Measures today are being served via the Green King app. We've got to order our drinks in a beer garden. They've got to be served to us by the staff. We can't go to the bar. Do you miss going to the bar? Because I think it's a different experience for different people.
Well, there are pros and cons. I mean, no one likes kind of waiting at a really, really busy bar for ages and ages for a drink. But I would miss the opportunity to actually go to a bar and have a look and see what the special beers are and so on, and have a chat with the staff and so on. So, there are pluses and minuses, aren't there?
Yeah, I was at one pub earlier today where the staff didn't know what was on the bar and they had to go away and find out and come back. And then they just read out a list of names of beers, some of which I thankfully recognised, but it didn't seem to be that knowledge. I mean, are you sold by the appearance of, say, a pump clip that has the percentage on and things like that? Are you sold by the social nature of how many other people are buying that beer when you're lined up at the bar there?
I think so. It's all part of the experience, isn't it? The physical evidence of the whole thing. And, you know, we sort of spend so much of our lives kind of living virtually these days, you know, online via Zoom and so on. It's quite nice to come out and actually talk to people and to see real things in three dimensions.
Yeah, I've got to say, I mean, as much as it's a popular pint, I'm not entirely convinced that I would always order a pint of Green King IPA. And I know it's a Green King pub, but I'd rather have a guest beer, and I couldn't find any guest beers on the app today, so I didn't like to ask. I suppose we should be just grateful that we're at a pub.
I think in about 1998 it was my favourite beer, but it's not been for many, many years. But it actually tastes quite sweet today.
It does, doesn't it?
You're listening to the Notts Night podcast, where we celebrate great places to drink in and around Nottingham. Well, we're back now at Notts Night HQ and some pub news of a new pub, in fact, on Derby Road, just down from Canning Circus, where the Room with a Brew has now been transformed into the Good, the Bad and the Drunk. Now, this is under new management after the sad demise of the Scribblers Ales Brewery. They've stopped doing their thing, so the new pub has gone there in its place. And the good news is that it's going to be a free house, so a good rotation of tasty beers, we hope, in the coming weeks. The downside, being a micro pub, the outside area is not exactly the biggest in the world, and it is on the main road, but any port in a storm at the moment, right? And talking of new pubs, a new addition to knottsnight.com this month in the form of the Dog and Parrot, a community pub in Eastwood. This was recommended to us by a Notts Night follower, and it's what we love about the site, is that it's led by you, not by us. So if you've got a recommendation of a pub that you'd like to see included, just go to knottsnight.com and click on the tab that says submit a review, and we can take it from there. Also at knotsknight.com, we've had a bit of a makeover of our Knots Trumps. Now, these are the little panels on our listings that tell you all about the various facilities that you can find in our pubs. Do they do food? Are dogs welcome? Is there live music? Is there perhaps a real fire to enjoy? Now, this is a work in progress, of course, because not all of our pubs are going to be back up to speed when it comes to particularly things like live music, so we will update them as we go along. But you'll recognise the new Knots Trumps because they are lit up with a green typeface where it says Knots Trumps rather than the white typeface, so you'll be able to find out or see quite easily whether it's a new one or an old one. As I say, it's a work in progress and we hope to develop that very soon. We're also in the process of actually updating all of our listings, so that's going to take a bit of time. You can see all of the details as ever at knotsknight.com. That's just about it from the Knots Knight podcast for this time. We'll be back very soon with some more, and we're going to be exploring, well, what is it about a pub that we really love? Sounds like an obvious question, but the answer is perhaps a bit more complicated, so listen out for that. In the meantime, if you like what you've heard, please do subscribe. We're available on Apple and Google Play and wherever you get your podcasts.